Seven decades of great music, Z103.com. Time for episode number 31 of the Basics of Economic Development. Let's turn it over to Mr. Mark Wickersham.
Hey, good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Thanks for welcoming us back to the studio.
Glad to have you.
Hey, and you know, we've talked on several shows previously about the fact that economic development is a team sport.
Yes.
It takes a lot of people working hard to get things done. But the truth is, we would be absolutely nowhere without employers that are willing to risk capital that, you know, ultimately creates jobs, creates products to sell, and at the end of the day, creating wealth in a community. And so that's why, as your listeners know, from time to time, we invite guests to the studio to tell us more about their companies. And today we're excited to welcome a guest to our studio, Mr. Kendall Mickley. Kendall serves as the controller for a company in town called Incipio Devices. And let me just preface by saying this is a company that Huntington is very, very fortunate to have. It was started in 2014 by Huntington native Troy Johnson, and HQ as an agency was excited to have played a role in helping him get off the ground. And I'm thrilled that Kendall is their controller, and also many of you have heard of Kendall in his role as county council member, but also Kendall serves on the HQ board of directors, kind of keeping me in order. And so, Kendall, welcome to the Basics of Economic Development.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
So can you tell us a little bit about the company itself as an overview? And then also, I mean, our listeners are curious to know how you became, you know, where you are. How do you become a controller of a company?
So, yeah, to start with Incipio Devices, they started, as you said earlier, 2014. It's been around 10 years, just celebrated this summer. We're actually located at the old UTEC building, for those that have been around Huntington for a while, down in the River Fork Industrial Park. It's approximately 150,000 square foot. Originally, they were actually housed in the old Homeyer building, which was across the street from where I previously worked before I joined Incipio last summer in June. So it's exciting. I've watched their growth from afar, and now being a part of the team has been really, really exciting.
Well, and I know that the company itself has a reputation in our community among the workforce, especially. You don't see resumes circulating in the community. I used to work for Incipio Devices. If they're hired at Incipio, they're still working there. Talk about the corporate culture and how that has been a function of your success as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Troy is very deliberate. Obviously, when he hires, he's slow to hire and obviously quick to fire if it doesn't work out. I've been there a little over a year. I've seen it firsthand. There's really not been a whole lot of turnover since I've been there, either in the hourly workforce or in the salaried workforce. So it's a great culture. People enjoy being there. It's obviously a clean facility. It's medical devices, so it's a clean facility. Mark, you've been through it, so you've seen it as well firsthand. And it's air conditioned, so not many manufacturing jobs offer that.
I laugh because it reminds me. So, you know, my political background. I remember former Senator Bob Dole saying one time, "Why do you want to be a senator?" was the question. He says, "Well, because it's indoor work and easy lifting, or no heavy lifting."
No heavy lifting. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, one of the things that I really am struck by as I go to the plant for plant visits is in the lobby itself, there are three things that really stand out to me. There's a wall in the lobby that shows all of the patents that he's earned and established over the years, and there are a number of them. But above the patents is a saying that's to the effect of, "Everything that we've done before will not be good enough tomorrow." And I just think that says a lot about how that company's culture, how your company's culture works. The second thing is that there are two display cases in the lobby of the products themselves. And some of those products Troy invented, right? I mean, what can you tell us about the actual products?
Yeah, so actually on the commercial product, 60% of the worldwide hip reconstructive instruments is using first generation products developed by Incipio Devices. One of the most popular is the Reamer. It almost
I love it. It's a popular.
Almost looks like a cheese grater. It just basically reams the bone out.
It's for anybody that's been in wood shop over the years or has been in the kitchen cooking. Yeah. There are so many things that you just look at and go, well, that's in my kitchen drawer at home. What are we talking? Or my garage? And it's just amazing. But they're not, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. So the commercial product's really exciting from that end. But we also do a lot of contract manufacturing. Troy came out of, he's got 25 years of medical device manufacturing experience. He has a couple of his other executives. Kirk Ripple, VP of Quality Assurance, has 15 years. And then Dave Zimski has another 15 years of experience. He's a VP of Operations. Myself, I'm the newbie, but, I have about 30 years of industrial experience. This is my first delve into the medical devices. And it's been exciting. It's a whole different ball game. You have to basically reinvent new products every couple of years because they don't have a long shelf life. So.
And from an economic developer's perspective, this is exactly the type of company that all of the experts in our field are telling us, boy, your community needs one of these. It's got a future. It's advanced manufacturing. It's the environment that you want to work in. And when you're doing this right, your products genuinely make a difference in the lives and health of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. And one a little tidbit, what people often wonder, what does Incipio stand for? It's the Latin term meaning to begin, to start new, and that was kind of Troy's philosophy when he started Incipio Devices, and it's been true to its form. 10 years later, we're at over 160 employees, 60 of which in the last year we added.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
And it's exciting and rewarding for us as in the development community. And the fact, if nothing else, so Troy graduated from Huntington North, right?
Yep.
He has a brother on city council. He has a brother in the fire chief, actually, in the city of Huntington. His parents have been active in the community over the years. It's like one of those stories that you really have someone anchored in the community that's contributing back as a corporate citizen, but also is the best in the business at what he does.
Yep.
You've also a European presence, as I understand.
Yeah, we have a loose partnership mainly on the product design standpoint in St. Blaise, Switzerland. So we have a partnership with them mainly on the commercial product and the design phase of things.
I don't know how much you can say on the air, but it's like, how do you make a product? I mean, what kind of equipment do you use? What kind of skill sets does a worker have to have? What's it like?
Basically, our biggest skill is the CNC. We have 30 mills. We have 12 lathes, 3 Swiss turning lathes. We added 14 of these in the last, year and a half.
Wow.
We've got 5 wire EDMs. We've got 17 CMM machines to do the quality checks. So very high tech, but things you can learn. The Learning Center are teaching CNC today. So those are the types of employees we want to look to hire in the long term.
Well, that's great. We're really proud of you. Our time goes fast here on the show, but is there anything else you'd like to add as we wrap up?
Nope, it's been exciting, and I appreciate getting the chance to talk about it, Incipio.
Well, thanks again for all you're doing in our community and for your work at Incipio, and thank Troy for us for just being a great corporate citizen. And with that, I'll quote our friend Monty here by saying, 70 years of great music, returning to Z103.com.